Welcome into the Fanatic Baseball Show. I'm your host, Andrew Salchunas, and it's an even better day today. It was great yesterday recapping a sweep of the Rockies, but last night, man, did it feel good. That Phillies team in 2018 does not win last night, all right? The 2018 Phillies does not win that game last night, but this 2019 Phillies club does. They blow a lead, they come back, and they win it in extra innings. Great win for the Phillies last night. We'll get into all of it. We'll talk about tonight's game as well. But first, let's head to Wrigley Field, go to the Comcast Business Hotline, and talk to one of my favorite guys in baseball, Phillies insider for NBC Sports Philadelphia, Jim Salisbury. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter, at JSalisburyNBCS. Check out his stuff on NBCSportsPhiladelphia.com and on the My Teams app. Jim, how are we in Wrigley today?
We're cold. It's still winter here in Chicago. Overcast. It's been rainy, but it looks like we're going to play the game.
All right, well, that's a good sign that you're going to play the game. Keep warm, but I want to start with a few things that happened last night, both of which happened in the same inning. Jim, what's up with Pat Neshek? I know he pitched an inning the previous day against the Rockies, but in 20 days of May, he's only entered six games for a total of 5 2/3 innings. I know he was injured last season, but his arm can't be shot already, can it?
Well, there's quite a bit of confusion going on about what happened in the eighth inning last night because of a TV shot of Neshek that was just, you know, a little disadvantageous for him. I spoke to him about this a couple hours ago. He had gotten up in the eighth inning. They told him to get up in the eighth inning when Hayward was at the plate. And they said, you got the next batter. They called down and said, can you get the next batter? And when they called down, he had only thrown two pitches. So basically the TV camera caught him shaking his head to Jim Gott, the bullpen coach, that, no, I'm not ready. So eventually he was ready, and he would have been ready for Descalso. They chose to go with Sir Anthony against Descalso, and obviously he hit that triple, which was a game changer at that point. But Neshek, you know, he was very adamant. He did not ask out of that game. He was available. They just got him up too late, and he was not ready when they called down to check on him. He'd only thrown two pitches. Eventually he was ready, but they called back to the bullpen and said, you know, shut it down, because they had gotten concerned about the number of pitches he eventually threw in the bullpen. So that's where that stands.
So this is a problem sort of on Gabe Kapler. Now, I think Gabe Kapler has done a tremendous job this season. I think last night was the first time where I really caught myself scratching my head with some of the decisions he's made. So that was really more so on Gabe Kapler, because I was surprised that they didn't call Neshek, didn't call the bullpen until after Dominguez walked his second batter.
They did call down at that point, and Neshek, he's a very quick, you know, warm-up guy. He can get ready in a hurry. He just did not have enough time. He says the call came down too late, and like I said, when he was eventually ready, they decided to stick with Sir Anthony, which, you know, I questioned from the beginning, going two innings with him, especially after he had warmed up previous to the seventh. But, you know, that's the way, you know, they have to protect some of these arms. But even Gabe said that Neshek did not ask out of that game, that Neshek did not shut himself down in the bullpen. It was simply a matter of they chose to stick with Sir Anthony at that point.
The other moment that happened that inning was the triple by Descalso that split the gap between McCutchen and Herrera. And, of course, the ball ended up hitting his foot, goes out of play, he scores. I don't think Herrera played that well. He had the blunder in the outfield against the Rockies. On top of all of that, he's hitting 167 this month, 225 all season. How much is his job in jeopardy right now?
Well, I think, you know, Scott Kingery comes off the DL, and two of the first three games, he is starting in center field. So I think that answers that question. He's being pushed here. They are looking for more production and more concentration, frankly, out of the center field position. Obviously, Roman Quinn would have been an option there, but he is on the disabled list or the injured list. So they're giving Kingery a shot. And to me, there's playing time to be won there. If he produces, if he can play an average brand of center field, which they seem to think he can. I'm curious to see if he can. But you're right, that was a very big play last night on that triple. McCutchen had a beat on that ball. It was very clear to see that he was going to make a play on that ball. Then he veered off his route when Odubel was sort of hard charging him. So there needs to be more communication out there. I'm not absolving McCutchen. They both need to communicate more, but
right.
It did appear that Herrera – basically kind of got in his way and forced McCutchen to pull off that ball. Just one of the many lapses Odubel has had. He is not producing. There's an opportunity for someone there in center field if they step up, and Scott Kingery is going to get those chances. If he produces, you will see him more out there.
Now, my biggest concern with Kingery playing center field, or really outfield in general, is kind of his lack of an arm. He doesn't really have a good enough arm. He didn't have a good enough arm to be an everyday shortstop, so I can't really see him being an everyday outfielder. Do the Phillies think he can make up for it with a good baseball IQ, and of course, if he gets back to hitting the way he did before getting injured?
Yeah, they do. They think he has plenty of arm. And they would argue with you that he showed a more than adequate arm at shortstop last year. Indeed, he did get better as the season went on. But I do have the same concerns about the arm, how it's going to play in center field. If he hits, it's going to, you know, cover up some weaknesses. But you know, we're going to see. I think he's athletic enough to at least give it a go. But until I see him out there actually doing it, for a number of games in a row, you know, I'm not convinced he's a major league center fielder, but Odubel has left the door open for other people to kind of get a tryout.
Speaking of Jim Salisbury on the Comcast Business Hotline, one more for you, Jim. Rhys Hoskins, he's in a bad slump right now. He's just got 2 hits in his last 7 games, and total he's 2 for his last 25. I know how much of an impact he can make, but why doesn't Gabe Kapler give guys who struggle like this a day off? We didn't see it with Bryce Harper, and Harper eventually hit out of it. Would one day off really kill them?
I think it comes down to what you said. Certain guys, he believes, will hit their way out of slumps. And, you know, Rhys Hoskins is one good at bat, one good swing away from, you know, kind of breaking out, getting on a little hot spell here. And I think they don't want to, you know, lose his bat and the threat that he is. It's a dangerous bat. And tonight and tomorrow you're facing left-handers. So I think, you know, we'll probably see him. We're going to obviously see him tonight. I think we'll see him tomorrow against those lefties. Maybe a day off. You know, they have another lefty. So they see 3 lefties in this series. So I think there's a pretty good chance we see him throughout, try to hit his way out of it. I think they believe he's been productive to the extent early in his career that he's earned the right to hit out of it. You know, when you give him a day off, you got to move Franco over to first. I guess you can play Gosman or Rodriguez at third. But Gabe is a believer in letting guys hit out of it. Bryce Harper, case in point, seems to have done that.
Follow me on Twitter at Jay Salisbury, NBCS. Check out his stuff on NBCSportsPhiladelphia.com and, of course, on the My Teams app. Jim, thanks for coming on tonight. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Andrew.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.